This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So imagine waking up, logging into your marketing dashboard, and seeing that, well, half your data just vanished overnight.
Oh, yeah. Just completely gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Your ad spend hasn't changed at all. Your site traffic looks, you know, relatively normal. But your sales attribution is just a ghost town.
You have absolutely no idea where your customers are actually coming from anymore.
Exactly. And for most business owners and marketing directors looking at their screens today, which is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026, that isn't some nightmare scenario. It's just Tuesday.
It's just the reality of the landscape right now.
Yeah. Digital marketing feels completely broken. The old machine where you'd put $1 in and clearly watch $2 pop out, that machine is broken.
It is. And it's a terrifying moment for leadership, honestly. I mean, for a decade, the entire digital economy relied on a very specific type of multi-touch attribution.
Right. The old follow them everywhere model.
Exactly. We depended on the major platforms to follow a user across the web, tracking every little micro interaction until they finally clicked buy. But between stringent new privacy laws and the complete deprecation of third-party cookies, that tracking architecture has just collapsed.
The link between a click and a customer is totally severed.
Yep, completely cut.
Which is exactly what we're unpacking in today's deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a really provocative article by Janice Ramos from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Oh, it's a fantastic piece.
It really is. It's titled, The Privacy Changes Killing Old School SEO and What Smart Marketers Are Doing Instead. So the mission today is to look past the panic, figure out why traditional SEO tracking is completely obsolete, and understand how a privacy-first SEO strategy is basically the only way to win in 2026.
Yeah, because we really need a new way forward.
Okay, let's unpack this. The core problem Ramos describes is that business owners are desperately trying to maintain that predictable spend X made Y model. But third-party cookies have effectively killed the tracking pixel.
Right. And what she points out, which I think is crucial, is that for years, businesses haven't actually owned their audiences.
They're just renting them.
Exactly. Renting growth from the platforms using all that hyper-targeted tracking. But now that privacy laws have severed that link, CEOs feel like they are flying through a fog.
Flying through a fog. Wow. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, the dashboards they used to rely on are just drifting. The data is a fragmented mess.
And if your dashboard is lying to you, relying on those same outdated metrics is a death sentence for your budget. Ramos actually has this sharp critique in the text about this.
Oh, about the agencies. Yeah, that part is brutal.
It is. She argues that if an agency is still obsessing over, you know, algorithm updates and numeric keyword rankings, but they totally fail to explain why your actual attribution is a mess? Well, they're stuck in 2022.
They're playing a game that just doesn't exist anymore. The whole goal line has moved.
It's relying on old school SEO right now is like trying to navigate a cross-country road trip with a GPS that just lost its satellite signal.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Right. You're driving completely blind, chasing phantom signals, just pretending you still know the way because the screen is glowing.
But the map is totally frozen. And instead of admitting the signal is gone, people are just keeping their foot on the gas.
Exactly. So if the old ways of secretly observing users are dead, we really need to understand what this new way looks like, the pivot to data ownership.
Right. And what's fascinating here is the solution Ramos introduces. She says, you know, we can't fight global privacy laws.
No, of course not. You'd lose.
You'd absolutely lose. But you can bypass them. Instead of secretly observing users with hidden tracking scripts, smart marketers in 2026 are actually inviting engagement.
To capture first-party data.
Exactly. You capture it directly from the source.
Okay, but wait, let me play devil's advocate here for a second. Why would any user willingly identify themselves or hand over their data in a privacy-obsessed world? I mean, you and I are super protective of our digital footprints, right?
Oh, 100%. I block everything I can.
Right, so if I land on a site and hit a conversion gate asking for my email, I'm bouncing.
Hmm.
Isn't putting up a gate just going to scare people away and obliterate a company's funnel?
If you're using 2022 tactics, absolutely. Throwing up a gate for a generic top 10 tips PDF is going to destroy your funnel.
Right, nobody wants that.
No one. But Ramos answers this directly. You have to offer what the industry calls information gain.
Information gain. Break that down for me. What does that actually look like?
It means creating incredibly valuable human-first content, something so proprietary that users actually want to sign up or download it.
So like going way beyond repackaging Wikipedia articles.
Way beyond. Let's say you're a B2B logistics company, a standard blog about supply chain issues. zero information gain. But if you build an interactive ROI calculator that analyzes a user's specific shipping routes against, you know, real-time port delays.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's incredibly useful.
Right. It solves a real problem. Or maybe you publish a highly technical white paper based on your own proprietary client data. When the value is that high, users don't feel tricked. They feel like it's a fair trade.
So they willingly hand over their verified business email.
Exactly. And boom, you've just built a proprietary asset, a database of known prospects that no privacy law can touch.
That makes a lot of sense. Capturing verified human leads is great. But here's my next question. How do users even find this valuable content in the first place if they aren't clicking on traditional search links anymore?
Right. And that brings us to the impact of AI.
Yeah, because here's where it gets really interesting. Ramos talks about this phenomenon called the AI slump.
It's keeping CMOs awake at night everywhere.
I bet. She points out that businesses are looking at their dashboards and seeing their organic SEO traffic just dropping off a cliff, but their paid ad traffic stays perfectly normal.
It looks like a penalty from the search engines, but it's not.
Right. It's because users are just getting their answers directly from AI tools without ever clicking on a website.
Exactly. You go to ChatGPT or Google Gemini, type in your question, and the AI just gives you the answer right there.
You never even see the blue link.
No, the blue link is basically dead in this context. The old goal was chasing that click. But the 2026 goal is entirely different. You have to become the preferred AI answer.
The preferred AI answer. It's like studying for a test. Old SEO was trying to be the flashiest textbook on the library shelf, hoping someone picks you up.
Right, based on the cover.
Yeah. But privacy-first SEO is about being the only source the professor, which is the AI actually quotes during the lecture.
That is a perfect way to look at it, because you have to ask why an AI bot chooses to cite one source over another.
Right. Why you instead of your competitor?
It's because AI models prioritize authoritative, objective data. If your site is just generic SEO fluff, the AI absorbs the basic facts and ignores your brand entirely.
Or it just hallucinates a completely different answer.
Exactly. Hallucinations are a huge issue. But if your site is structured with clean, first-party insights, like that ROI calculator we talked about, the AI will actually cite you as the source. It prevents the AI from hallucinating the brand away.
Because it can't invent your proprietary data.
Precisely. It has to name you as the authority, which drives incredibly high intent, leads straight to your conversion gate, completely bypassing traditional search.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're getting these high-quality leads through AI recommendations, and we're capturing their information through conversion gates.
Yep, the strategy is working.
It's working on the front end.
Mm-hmm.
But so what does this all mean for the everyday business owner who just wants to know what their $15,000 a month marketing spend is actually buying them?
Right, how do you prove it?
Exactly. If browser cookies are dead, how does a CEO actually see the ROI on their dashboard?
And that is where the third prong of this modern approach comes in. Ramos calls it server-side transparency.
Moving off the browser.
Exactly. Tracking used to live entirely in the user's web browser, right? On the client side.
Yeah, the classic tracking pixel.
Right, but today, modern privacy tools and the browsers themselves are actively blocking those scripts. So smart CEOs are moving tracking to the server.
How does that work in practice? If the browser's blocking things, how does your server know what happened?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it comes back to that first-party data. When a user submits that form for your ROI calculator, that action happens directly on your server.
Oh, I see. Because they interacted with you directly?
Exactly. Your server securely captures that verified data. Then it uses an API to communicate directly back-end to back-end with your analytics dashboard.
So the browser's ad blocker doesn't even matter at that point.
It's totally irrelevant. The conversation is happening server to server, and this is what Ramos means by a no-jargon dashboard.
A no-jargon dashboard. That sounds like a dream for leadership.
It really is. It eliminates all that high bot noise we used to see. It delivers honest data based on verified human prospects, definitively linking your SEO spend to actual revenue.
It brings back that clarity. You finally know what your money's doing again.
Absolutely. You're looking at real transactions, not fuzzy estimated impressions.
So to synthesize all this for everyone listening, in 2026, the game really isn't about getting more traffic anymore. It's about getting more customers.
Quality over quantity, every time.
Right. It's about transitioning from renting growth to owning market authority, providing faster, cleaner experiences without all those interruptive tracking scripts.
And that's why you really need to care about this. Whether you're prepping for a marketing meeting this afternoon or just trying to understand the modern web, recognizing this shift from third-party tracking to first-party value is crucial.
It's literally the only way to survive the digital landscape right now.
Without a doubt. If you're still playing by the 2022 rules, you're going to get left behind.
Which actually leaves us with a really fascinating, maybe kind of unsettling, final thought to mull over. Yeah. Think about this. If AI answer engines become the ultimate gatekeepers, like if they only recommend sites with trusted first-party information gain and they just ignore the rest, what happens to the billions of websites out there that only exist to gain the old blue link algorithms?
All those sites with thousands of words of filler text just to hit a keyword count?
Exactly. Do they just slowly die off?
Mm.
Are we witnessing the internet shrinking into this much smaller but vastly higher quality place where only genuine authority survives?
That is a wild thought. The whole web just condensing.
It really makes you wonder what that means for your own digital footprint, right? Are you building a flashy textbook hoping someone picks it up? Or are you building the definitive source the AI actually relies on? Just something to think about.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.